I love the dialogue that you create between folks. Positive interjections, lots of fun, but lots of substance there. And boy, talk about a cross section of people from Bill Ballinger to Frank Beckman. Holy cow! Three things I wanted to share with you and get your take on. First of all, I wish my kids would have been with me last night, because seeing the decorum and the process and the introductions and all that, I think that's great stuff.
Where did you sit?
I was in the little media room, which is to the back left.
Okay.
But I'm a tall guy, so I could see everything.
Yep.
So I enjoyed that. What disgusted me was all the people, and this isn't as far as the politicians themselves, but the hangers-on and the people who wanted to get their photos taken and were so wide-eyed and wanting to touch and be around. There were hundreds of them there.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, this is part of the beauty of politics. And let us celebrate the fact that common folks want to be involved. I celebrate that. This is an important event. And so go ahead.
It wasn't the common folk I'm talking about. It's about the babe at the bar where the football quarterback comes into, that kind of thing. Anyway, you know, in listening to you, I think I echo your sentiments and the sentiments of your panel. At the forefront of the speech was education and business and the bridge. But something you and I had talked about, were we going to hear anything about the beef, infrastructure, law enforcement, prisons, the budget deficit, pork, you know, social services, and so on and so forth?
That's coming. What he's actually doing, and we really didn't talk about this last night, but he is borrowing a page from former Governor Bill Milliken, who, when he was in office for 14 years, often did what they called special messages, where he actually appeared in the legislature after he gave the State of the State message in January. He would come back in subsequent months and talk about specific items. And Mr. Snyder is doing that. He probably got the idea from Bill Rustem, who's his strategy director now. And coincidentally, Rustem used to work for who else? Bill Milliken. So we're going to have not only the budget, but we're going to have a talk on taxation. We're going to have a talk on education. I wouldn't be surprised to see one in there on the environment. So more to come in other speeches, and he couldn't cover all of it last night. His agenda was basically the economy, and that's what he pretty much stuck to.
Yeah, Tim, on this program, we talk about the federal debt as well as the state's debt, and how the general public doesn't really understand how this can impact you, much as it has many European countries.
Yep.
I see the same thing with the work at hand for legislators when it comes to this budget. It's going to be crazy.
Well, it will be. And as I suggested, to do this in 3.5 months is just almost unbelievable. Now, I appreciate him setting deadlines. That's what business guys do. But he has moved up the deadline. The real deadline for finishing the budget is October 1st. Well, everybody says, no, let's not wait that long. Let's do July 1st. Now, and then it was June 1st. And now, if I hear him correctly, May 31st. So they get this thing on February the 14th, do the math, 3.5 months to do all this heavy lifting with a brand new legislature with the vast majority of the members on House Appropriations have never been there before. I'm not sure they can do it, but if they can, more power to them.
Did I hear Bill Ballinger, who said back in the day that it used to be the regular thing to get it done so early?
Well, not the regular thing, okay, but it was done. You know, when the budget was easy, when there was money to spend and you didn't have to do executive orders to cut the budget, it's pretty easy to spend money. The tough part is how do you cut and how do you balance the budget? And years ago, it was a heck of a lot easier, and so they did get it done earlier. But subsequently, since this economic recession has engulfed the state, it's been much more difficult and more problematic, and it hasn't changed. So it's an ambitious agenda. What struck me last night was the schizophrenic nature of this speech. There were about two or three different Rick Snyders up there at the podium. At one point, he talked very anti-government. Get government regulation off the back of businesses. And the Republicans went nuts. They absolutely loved it. It was red meat, and they enjoyed it. But then here's the private sector business guy endorsing a government private sector bridge. which takes on another private sector business guy. I mean, it was. Do you see what I'm pointing?
Yeah.
He was a little bit of this. He was a little bit of that. And here's what we learned about last night. You're not going to pigeonhole this guy into a conservative Republican, moderate Republican. You look at when the Democratic Party chair says he likes 80% of what a Republican governor says. What is that? I mean, that's almost unbelievable. And there had to be some Republicans in that audience last night thinking to themselves, whose governor is this? You know, the DRIC issue, the bridge between Detroit, is the one of the top priorities of the House Democrats. And they were the first ones to jump up to their feet when he announced that. I think you saw that. And initially, the Republicans sat on their hands, didn't they? They didn't get up. It was only until he brilliantly worked into this a deal that they can't refuse. He took the money that the Canadians are giving us for the bridge, went to the Obama administration, and worked a secret deal to get them to count that money as Michigan's match for federal highway dollars so the Canadians will be filling Michigan's potholes. How can they vote that down?
It seems like during Governor Jennifer Granholm's administration, there was so much venom between the Republicans and the Democrats, and it was a love fest last night. I thought they were going to kiss each other. Is that just because it's early in the process here, or do you see a better working relationship?
Well, I do see a better working relationship, and it is early in the process, and you're spot on with that analysis. This guy starts with about 59%, 57% support with the electorate, but he hasn't really done anything to hack anybody off. The governor, former governor, started out pretty high as well. This stuff has a way of eroding over time, the more controversial decisions you make. It struck me last night that he did something last night that he refused to do during the campaign. He actually took a stance on a controversial issue, the bridge issue, and he made news. In the campaign, he didn't want to make news. He just wanted to win. Now, I give him credit for that. That was a gutsy move. But look, the other thing we know about him is that he will be data-driven and not an ideologue. He looked at the numbers. It adds up. 20,000 construction jobs. Michigan gets its roads filled and repaired with Canadian dollars. And we're not going into debt to do it. As a business guy, how can he turn that down? Now, already we've heard some Republicans say, well, we're just not so sure. And so now it begins. This becomes his first test to see if he can pull this off. Can he get the votes to do it?
What are you going to be digging into after you get past this post-speech analysis?
What I do is I sometimes set the speech down and then revisit it in a week or so, because even as I was driving home last night, I was thinking of stuff that I should have said on the air. And
you hate that?
Huh?
Don't you hate that?
Well, you do,
yeah.
But you know, you're in the moment, and
sure.
That was so much fun to do last night. Mm-hmm. You're right. It was an interesting group of people that we had there, and I thought we had some good insights on the thing.
I thought Frank Beckman was turning into a Democrat there for a moment, because it was a kinder, gentler Frank.
Well, yes, but Frank didn't like the litany. In fact, his headline was, no, they're too mountain high enough. Which means Snyder did. He talked about prenatal care up to age 20. Oh, Frank was beside himself. Okay, it's going to be interesting to gauge what does the conservative Republicans say? Do they come out of the box and say, we don't like this guy?
Yeah.
I can't do it. But behind the scenes, and that's the story I'm working on today. What is the grumbling, if any, going on in the conservative ranks of the Republican Party as a result of that speech?
And what are you going to do for off the record?
I got nobody so far.
Well, you have enough fodder, though, that's for sure.
Oh, we got a lot of this stuff. Yeah, I'll find somebody later on this morning. But did you have fun?
I did. I enjoyed the process. I tell you, the more I talk with you, Tim, the more this is like sports. It is a game, and you have to know how to play. Obviously, the stakes are much, much bigger, but it is a game.
Well, it is, and I just wish that more people would pay attention, and I thank you for the due diligence that you do to get people involved through your radio gig,
well,
man.
Well, thanks for the contribution.
All right.
We love having you on.
No charge.